I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1, Nashville Public Radio. Michael Sammis is back with pianist Amy Dorfman for music for cello and piano. Michael has been in Studio C many times over the years as a wonderful soloist and collaborative musician as well. Amy, of course, has been here many times as well. Michael is a Nashville-based cellist, a freelance artist, and Amy Dorfman is on the piano faculty at Vanderbilt Blair School of Music. So welcome back.
Thanks, Will. Great
to
be
see you both again. Michael and Amy are going to play transcriptions of pieces that didn't start out meaning to be cello and piano pieces, but they got that way. So, Michael?
Yeah, that's right. It's great to be back. And today we're going to be exploring transcriptions. Now, what is a transcription? Basically, it's another representation of a piece of music that like you said, didn't start out in its present combination of cello and piano. I kind of look at it as an opportunity to play things that I would not have otherwise had the privilege of playing. It's a little bit like, though not quite the same thing, of the idea of doing a cover in pop music, where someone comes along later and does their own version of something. Of course, with classical music, that can happen over a span of hundreds of years. As it actually will in our first piece today, where the original composer is François Couperin, French composer, Baroque era, so born in the late 1600s. And the transcriber here is Paul Bazalaire, who was a cellist at the Paris Conservatory, born in the late 1800s, so kind of living at the end of the Romantic era into the 20th century. And these are originally pieces for harpsichord. And so Couperin had written literally thousands and thousands of pieces for solo harpsichord. He took five of them here and set them for cello and piano. And one interesting thing about playing transcriptions is that you kind of have to choose between, am I going to interpret it as it was originally, or am I going to interpret it as it was in the time of the person who transcribed it, and in this case, I chose the latter. We'll do a more romantic version of Couperin's Pièce en Concert, five concert pieces, and they are Prelude, Sicilienne, The Trumpet, my favorite, A Lament, and The Devil's Heir. Thank you.
That's music of François Couperin, played live in Studio C by cellist Michael Sammis and pianist Amy Dorfman. Music that started out in the 18th century as harpsichord music, turned in the 19th century, the music for cello and piano by the cellist Paul Bazelaire. The five pièces en concert by François Couperin, pieces for concert. Michael Sammis and Amy Dorfman live in Studio C again. Thanks for this lively music. Even the lament is lively.
So. Right. And actually, we're about to change the tune a little bit from lively. Our next exploration in transcriptions the original composer is Frédéric Chopin. And the transcription in this case actually has a somewhat of a Nashville connection. And this is one of the reasons I love transcriptions, is because I've always just adored listening to Chopin's piano music, and this actually makes it possible for me to participate in that. And so the transcriber here is Elizabeth Bell Drake, and the reason I even found this piece is because her son is in the Nashville Symphony, a cellist, when I played in the symphony with him, he handed me this very messy-looking manuscript of this Etude in C sharp minor, opus 25, number 7. And this is her setting for cello and piano. Amy, do you have anything you want to add?
Just, you know, this, all the etudes have nicknames that Chopin didn't give them, but they came about in any case from editors or publishers. And this is known as the cello etude. So I think it's very appropriate that you're playing this. You know, I guess one way to think about this is it's like a beautiful aria with a duet. Chopin was really into opera, and all of his nocturnes, everything is like just a fabulous aria. So good to think of it that way.
Beautiful. That's great. This was transcribed in 1974, and Elizabeth Bell Drake currently resides in Tarrytown, New York.
Thank you.
That's music of Frédéric Chopin, the Etude in C-sharp minor, Opus 25, number 7, in a transcription for cello and piano by Elizabeth Bell Drake, a transcription from 1974. We just heard it played live in Studio C by Michael Sammis, cello, and Amy Dorfman, piano. They're in today with a program of transcriptions. Very lovely piece, obviously. Beautifully transcribed as well and beautifully Absolutely. Played. And you're right, it's very, very operatic.
Yeah.
Long, long lines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael?
So for our last selection today, I saved the piece that has probably taken the longest journey, at least in terms of how complicated it is. Béla Bartók is the composer. These are the Romanian folk dances. So he traveled the countryside and recorded music of the gypsies. And so these were based on 7 Romanian tunes that he heard in the country. And so originally these were for fiddle or shepherd's flute or something like that. And Bartók wrote them for solo piano. And since his version for solo piano, it's been written for string orchestra, violin and piano. And here we have a transcription of that version to cello and piano, done by Luigi Silva, and I also messed with it myself. So it's traveled quite a ways, but they're such amazing little pieces that I'm very glad that I get to play them. And I'll give you the names of 6 of them, the 6 dances. And I'm going to do that in English because I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the original language. So we have the Dance with Sticks, the Waistband Dance, the Stomping Dance, and that one's very interesting because it's supposed to sound like bagpipes, so there's an effect on the cello of using artificial harmonics. Then 4th is the Hornpipe Dance, and then the Romanian Polka, and finally the Quick Dance. So it's their Bartók's Romanian folk dances.
Thank you.
music of Béla Bartók, starting out its long journey as Romanian folk dance, as authentic indigenous music from Romania, transcribed for piano by Bartók, made its way into a violin transcription and eventually into a cello and piano transcription by Luigi Silva. We just heard that played by Michael Samus, cello, and Amy Dorfman, piano, live in Studio C. They've been here with a program of transcriptions, unusual. I don't think anyone's ever done a deliberate set of all transcriptions before, so thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Michael and Amy, always great to hear you play. Thanks for,
great
for
to
being
be here.
With us
great
today.
Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1. Coming up next week, members of the Governor's School for the Arts Music faculty are in for a first of two programs centered around the Governor's School for the Arts, which is an important program for young people. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 as well.